So welcome everybody. It's nice to see so many people out here in this incredibly difficult weather. So before we get started, just for my own information, how many of you are friends of the KITP? Okay, that's a good number. How many of you are not friends? Some of the unfriendly people are too ashamed to raise their hands. So if you don't like being ashamed, there is a sign-up sheet for the Friends of the KITP, a very good deal, believe me, right here. So for all of our soon-to-be friends, sign up. So, as you all know, stars explode. We've had many talks on the death of stars, an event that, although tragic for the star, is great for us. We're made out of the stuff that comes out of those explosions. But what we have never heard of at this series of distinguished lectures is what happens afterwards to the stuff that doesn't make it to us at the core. And today, we're lucky enough to hear the true story of what happens after stellar death. Life goes on, and it's very interesting, and we have one of the world's experts on the compact objects that are left behind, neutron stars, black holes, pulsars, white dwarfs. White dwarfs aren't created that way, but also.
They will show up.
And Ed van der Heuvel,
yes.
Who is one of Holland's most distinguished astrophysicists with a long and illustrious career and who specializes in the study of compact objects. Ed has been to the KITP many, many times, and we're delighted. Most of his career has spent in Holland, in Utrecht, where he was educated, in Amsterdam, where he was a professor and director of the Astronomical Society. He's been richly recognized for his many contributions to astrophysics. He is the recipient of two of the most famous prizes in Europe, named after some of Europeans' most distinguished thinkers, the Spinoza Prize, which is given in Holland over all fields for truly exceptional people, and the Descartes Prize, which is the highest science prize of the European Commission. We are very fortunate that your daughter, right, decided to live in Santa Barbara. She might even be here in the audience.
She is there in the audience.
And so we get to see Ed even more than we would otherwise get to see him. And we persuaded him to tell us about life after death. Ed.
Thank you very much.